You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Mina Panna, the founder and president of One Healthy Life. She is a health coach working with busy professionals to help them to find more balance in their lives by reducing stress, improving energy, and losing weight. Stands to be a great conversation. Mina, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for coming out, Mina. Given your experience working with busy professionals, what is the number one downfall people make with their health that negatively affects their business?
Well, the one thing I can point to by far is stress. Stress is the most pervasive and damaging health concern for busy professionals. There's a lot of research that's being done right now in this area. We're finding that internally, stress wreaks havoc on your body. We've always thought that there's been a correlation between stress and heart attacks or stress and ulcers, which there's definitely a connection. But what research is showing is that stress is one of the leading causes of inflammation, which is thought to be the root causes of all the big diseases like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, like all the scary ones. And externally, the result of stress can be just as bad. It can cause absent-mindedness and lack of concentration, which with all business owners, small business owners know, can make you inefficient at getting things accomplished and causing more stress. It can cause strain on your relationships. I mean, really, how many times have we been stressed and lashed out at a loved one, like a husband or wife, your kids, coworkers? I definitely know I've been there. And then eating because of stress is also very common, leading to weight gain, less energy, especially because people are reaching for those sugary snacks to make their body feel good, to get those to get the feel good hormones in their brain going. And what we find is that when you're eating the sugary snacks, your energy definitely shoots up, but then it definitely drops, and then you're less effective at work. And then the last thing is stress can also significantly age you. For anyone who doesn't believe me in this connection, just look at the presidents and how they age from term to term. Like, Obama looks significantly younger 4 years ago than he does today.
You know, it may seem obvious, but are there common signs that people look for to know if they're stressed or not?
Definitely. I mean, honestly, it might seem obvious to many people to know if they're stressed, but what we're really finding is that unless people are really kind of getting divorced or losing their job or have like a sick kid at home, like they don't actually aware that they're stressed. We're affected by stress way before it gets to that point. So what's really, really interesting when I'm working with my clients and getting insight into how people perceive stress, my clients work at all levels of organizations, from like financial analysts all the way up to founders and CEOs. And the amazing thing is that no matter what level, many times people don't realize how much stress they're actually under. You know, really from a young age, we're taught to suck it up and deal with it, or push through, or just walk it off. And in many people's minds, it's a sign of strength. And so many of my clients don't realize that they see stress as a sign of weakness because it signifies that they're not handling their life in the right way. So when I ask specifically for them to tell me about the stress that they're dealing with, they tell me that they don't really feel stressed. And it's not necessarily that they're lying, but it's more because they are pushing down the feeling for so long that they don't identify the feeling that they have is stress. However, when we start talking about the fact that they can't lose weight, they're constantly tired, or they wake up many times during the night, I realize just how much stress they're under. So what I wanted to do is provide some signs to look for to identify if you are stressed. So one of the big things is headaches, muscle tension, like really in the neck or the back. Those are some very, very common places for people to store their stress. Upset stomach. It might sound silly, but you know, when little kids are telling you that their stomach hurts because they don't want to go in for their big test, that's them dealing with their stress. And it's still, you know, even as we grow up, it's still there for us. Difficulty falling asleep, or even if you fall asleep, staying asleep. And then eventually this leads to fatigue, which then makes it difficult to perform all your job duties the next day. Loss of appetite or overeating, especially those comfort foods as we were talking about before, help, you know, leads to weight gain. Reduced immunity. So this is actually a really interesting one because many of my clients will say, you know, I just get colds a lot. And that's something that's showing that they that stress is actually suppressing their immunity. So they're getting sick more often. Lack of concentration or focus, which leads to, like, memory problems, forgetfulness. I know when I'm under a lot of stress, I'll end up misplacing things or, not remember an appointment, which I would have never forgot before. And that's something that is an indicator of stress. And then irritability or short temper. This I see very, very common with parents where they're under a lot of stress at work. They can hold it together at work and be very good leaders. And then they go home and their stress really comes out, like with their spouse or with their children. So there are definitely others, but these are definitely the key signs that many of my clients overlook as signs of stress. And these are precisely the things that will make us inefficient in our businesses. So by getting control of these things that are causing us stress will allow you to be more productive and effective with your family, employees, and customers.
I think many people can relate certainly to those signs of stress. What can people do to reduce their stress? That's probably the big key question, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I get asked this question all the time. And there are actually some really simple things that you can do that are quick and cost you nothing. And that's what I love most about them. So the first is sleep. Really getting 7 hours of sleep or more per night. And I know many small business owners are going to be like, oh no, there's no way, there's not enough hours in a day for me to get everything done. But what you'll start to find is that if you get 7 hours of sleep, if you build that into your schedule, you will start the next day, your stress will definitely be reduced. You will have much more willpower not to eat the, you know, those foods that you would typically go for. And you will start to, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but, you know, if you're consistently getting, you know, good quality and quantity of sleep, your mood will start to rise and your stress will definitely begin to reduce. And then breathing. Breathing deeply, both in and out, for 1 minute. One of the best exercises that works for all of my clients is breathing in fully for 4 seconds, holding your breath for 7, and then breathing out through your mouth for 8 seconds. And doing that sequence 3 or 4 times will help you to really disconnect from whatever problem you're dealing with immediately. And what I love about this one is that you can do this in your office. You can go to the bathroom and do it there. You can do it in your car on the ride home. And what this does is it really helps you to disconnect from the day and really disconnect from that, whatever's stressing you out. And what's really interesting is that researchers says that deep breathing or deep meditation really helps to form these neural pathways in the brain that actually make you more happy over time. So this is definitely something that's very easy, very quick, and costs you nothing. And then the last thing, which I think is really important for small business owners, is really kind of identifying what I'm calling as your sphere of influence. So identifying what you can control. So as an easy example, you know, have you ever been stuck in traffic, which ultimately will make you wait for the airport? And the whole time you're going to the airport, you're stressing over, like, whether you're going to make your flight. And, like, no matter what you do, the traffic's always going to be there. And so identifying that is something that you can't control, and just giving yourself permission to let go of that is what I'm talking about when you start to identify what you can control. And even in my own life, this has actually really started to help me out. Like, you know, I'm on the subway and I'm stressing out because I'm late for something. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it. I will arrive when I get there. And I'll, of course, hurry once I get off the subway. But it's something that I think too many people worry about things they don't need to. And then also setting achievable goals. So, and then prioritizing that list. So if you set your goals that are really achievable for you, and then write everything underneath it on how you're going to get that done, and then prioritize your list based on the biggest things. Because what ends up happening is it's very, very easy for us to go in and spend our whole day in email, because that's the easiest thing for us to get done, versus focusing on the big things that will end up reducing our stress, because the big things are generally the more important things. So I think that if you're able to put it down in the list, you're able to see it and you're able to prioritize it, it helps us to begin to overcome our stress.
Today we are joined by Mina Pena, the founder and president of One Healthy Life. She is a health coach working with busy professionals to help them to find more balance in their lives by reducing stress, improving energy, and losing weight. Here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mina, getting control of it now will definitely help us all in the future, but is there anything that we can do to help reverse the effects stress has had on us in the past? And because I would imagine many of us have been dealing with this type of stress for years without even realizing it, and myself included.
Yeah, well, you know, eating right and exercise are always good, and I know that probably is, you know, you've heard that your whole life, but it's true. From a nutrition perspective, specifically eating things to reduce the effects of inflammation, which we talked about is, you know, what stress causes internally. Everyone knows that they should eat their veggies, including the leafy greens, which helps, but eating more omega-3s is definitely an example of ways to reduce inflammation. So foods that contain omega-3s are things like salmon, walnuts, flaxseed. You also can take an omega-3 supplement, such as fish oil, that could be just as helpful. Also using anti-inflammatory spices, such as turmeric. You can either take this in supplement form, or you could add it to your food when you're cooking. Although if you are adding it to your food, your body will absorb it better if you actually combine it with black pepper. So make sure you add turmeric and black pepper to whatever you're cooking. Also, something that dramatically reduces inflammation is reducing the amount of sugar that you're eating. This includes things like the sweets, like we all know, like cakes and cookies and candies, sugary drinks, which everybody knows about soda, but even looking beyond that, like many times when people drink coffee, they put in either flavored creamers that have a lot of sugar in them, or they put in sugar itself. So I just take a look at what you're drinking. And then also things like simple carbs, such as like the white rices, white breads, potatoes, things like that, which many times you see at these early morning business meetings. So if you can, you know, replace that with fruit, nuts, eggs, things like that, like it will help to reduce the inflammation internally. And then second is around exercise. So a couple of really quick things is, I mean, I think yoga has been known for a long time helping reducing stress. It has a real focus on breathing. But also, you know, if you don't want to go as far as yoga, even just taking a 30-minute walk outside can help no matter what. And anything that you're doing that you find fun for exercise, so if it's dancing or, you know, or if it's running or if it's, you know, doing weights at the gym, anything you can do to find exercise in your life will help reduce that inflammation internally. And just remember that some exercise is better than none. So if you only have 15 minutes, go for that 15-minute walk. Just because you don't have an hour doesn't mean that it won't be effective.
You know, I can hear in your voice just how passionate you are about this subject. Do you have any personal experiences in this area that you'd like to share?
Yes, absolutely. The whole reason I became a health coach and have dedicated my life to helping busy professionals is that I know just how damaging stress can be and how daunting it can feel to try and overcome it. I know this because I went through it myself, and I spent 13 years working in corporate America and climbing the proverbial corporate ladder. the faster and higher I would climb, the more stress there seemed to be. But I was in the same boat as my clients. I couldn't fall asleep at night, and even when I did, I'd wake up in the middle of the night thinking about work. I was dreaming about work. I continued to gain weight, and then I didn't realize how bad it was until one morning I got out of the shower and caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. For whatever reason, I took a closer look on that day and realized that I didn't even recognize myself anymore. Then the last straw for me was that my stress manifested itself into physical pain. I was 30 years old, and I had severe acute pain in the middle of my back that I couldn't get rid of. No matter how many doctors I saw, no one could identify why I had this pain. And eventually I saw an acupuncturist. She was actually the only one to help me find some relief. It was after seeing her that I realized I needed to change something about my life or I was going to drive myself into an early grave. And that's when I ended up getting certified as a health coach. And then through that program, I actually lost 35 pounds myself. I learned ways to reduce my stress and find more balance overall in my life. And the craziest part was, as I started making these changes, I began performing much better at my corporate job. I was promoted, and I was quickly being regarded as an expert in my field. Once I started working with clients, you know, over 2 years ago, I started seeing the profound changes I could make with them. And this is when I decided to start One Healthy Life so that I could start working with people in a much more meaningful way. Because I'm so passionate and I've seen the transformational changes people have made in their businesses by getting more control over their stress and finding more balance in their life, I'd like to offer all of today's listeners a complimentary consultation to see how they can start to reduce their stress and improve their business. And they can email me at Mina@onehealthylife.com, and let me know that you came from EPN, and we can set up some time to talk over the phone.
And you can't beat that. Sounds like a winner. Tell us again where our listeners can connect with you online. Your website one more time.
Sure. It's www.healthylife, healthylife.com. And you can email me at Mina@onehealthylife.com.
Very good. Now, in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy or fit? And I know we've covered some great stuff already, but just what's the first thing that comes to mind in that regard?
Sure. I think the first thing, I think that it's all about getting more sleep, breathing, taking time to identify what are the things that that you can control. And then using the breathing exercise to really help you reduce that stress. So those, for immediate impact, I would implement those three things to really help you deal with some of the stresses that you have in your life.
We've been speaking with Mina Panna, the founder and president of One Healthy Life. She is a health coach working with busy professionals to help them to find more balance in their lives by reducing stress, improving energy, and losing weight. And the website of reference, one more time, is healthylife.com. Mina, thanks so much for joining us today here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really an honor.
You are very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.